This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Let's say hello to Graham Zusi. Hello, Graham. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Getting ready. We're getting ready for sporting season to finally start. You know, Nate's been real antsy. He's got a lot of energy. He's been bouncing around waiting for the opener. But before that, I wanted to ask you about this. I know Jake has got to be very excited about this. So Nate was telling me about the 25th anniversary of the first game, the Kansas City Wiz, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's been 25. So April 13th, 1996 was the anniversary when the Kansas City Wiz welcomed over 21,000 fans to Arrowhead Stadium for the inaugural MLS match against the Colorado Rapids. Jake, were you there?
I was. My old man had season tickets. So, yeah, we were all there as a family.
Nate?
That's amazing. I love that.
Digital scored twice. It did the digital crawl.
Crawl, yeah.
So are you a man that I feel like you strike me as a guy that appreciates history, especially the history of the franchise you've been such a big part of. Any thoughts about this being the 25th anniversary of that first match of the then Wiz that have now become the Sporting Kansas City juggernaut that we love in Kansas City?
No, yeah, I absolutely love the history of this club, and it's definitely kind of plastered around our facility, and I think history is such an important part of Kansas City and this club, and we certainly understand where we came from and the roots of the organization. So, yeah, I love seeing that stuff. I'm still waiting for a throwback jersey night. I mean, I know we sometimes have a warm-up jersey, but I'm waiting for the MLS to let us bring back the rainbow jerseys for a game. I think that would be so awesome.
Nate?
Oh, it's absolutely outrageous that Major League Soccer doesn't allow it.
What's the reason?
It's a partnership.
Well, tell me something.
It's a partnership with Adidas, and they used to have where you could have three kits, you know, three uniforms through the course of the season.
Can someone get Adidas on the phone and tell him Graham Zusi wants to wear this
uniform? Well, they were sponsored by Adidas back then.
But I mean, what's the problem, Nate?
So it's what happens when, you know, red tape gets involved and all that. Uh-huh. They will allow you to wear these throwback kits as warm-ups, but they won't let you wear them in the game.
Why?
They think that will hurt their jersey sales for the two jerseys that you can actually buy right now. And I think it's, look, and in a lot of places they wouldn't sell, but here in Kansas City,
I'd buy one.
Those things would sell like crazy.
Ask you if you could get me one for free, and then if you said no, then I'd try to buy one. But
right.
And I'll be honest with you,
I've gotten you a couple of those.
Right,
those ones,
you come. That's why I'm not asking you, because you've come through. I'd ask Graham also. Maybe
they sell like crazy whenever we have those retro nights, and they have some retro gear out. They have a really cool Wizards warm up top that's got the rainbow top and everything, and the. It's a jacket. You can see it on sportingkc.com right now. And that's for sale. You can have it. But I think what you're saying, Graham, is you'd like to actually wear the uniform and play a game in it, which would be incredible.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big fan of kind of what a lot of the European teams do, where they have a primary kit that is just them. You know, you can tell as soon as you look at it that that's
traditional.
Manchester United or Liverpool or whoever it is. And then they have fun with their secondary kits, and that one is constantly changing. So I'm a big fan of that. I think we should have something that is very obviously Kansas City, but then why not have like a second or third jersey it's fun. And I think you're absolutely correct. I think those would sell like hotcakes here in Kansas City. And in the country, I think everyone loves that traditional Wiz jersey.
You know, and so I've had some people ask me, why do they call it a primary kit instead of just saying your home uniform and away uniform? Because like you said, in Europe, the primary kit, you wear it all the time as long as it's not a color you know, it doesn't clash. Like if your primary kit is red and you're playing against another team that's red, then the home team gets to wear their
like
primary
Liverpool
kit.
And Man U, they're both red.
But like Sporting would wear their Sporting tops. Like if they wear the Sporting blue color, they would wear it home or road, unless there's a. And then, like you said, on special occasions or when you're playing against a team, I think it'd be really cool. But they didn't ask me.
They should. They should ask Graham Zusi.
Yeah, they should ask Graham Zusi. Make this happen.
All right, Graham, Saturday night against the New York Red Bulls. And so whenever you go through training camp in the preseason and right before you get ready to start the regular season, you might think you have a good idea of what you've got, but until it's unveiled, until it's a regular season, you never quite know. And so I know that you're still working your way back to 100%, but what's your feel for this team? What we're going to see this Saturday, and more importantly, what we're going to see this season?
Yeah, I'm excited as I usually am for the opening of a season, just to see how it's all come together. We've had a long preseason of a lot of work. We tend to play or have a style of play that we always want to implement, and we don't want to change that style. Whether we're home or away, we like playing that attractive type of soccer, and we're have a lot of possession. We're attacking oriented, just a very pleasing style of soccer, and that's the way we've gone about it this year as well. We've added a couple pieces here and there, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those guys can help our team. Going into New York, that's the team who traditionally they love to come out and high press like crazy. They fly at you. You've got possession in your own half, so they'll be high pressing like crazy. But that's something that we can take advantage of because we are so good with the ball and playing out of the back and being patient and kind of ticky-tacking around that all-out press. So I'm excited to see how the guys do in this opening match. Obviously, there's going to be a ton of excitement and adrenaline with the first game of the year. I'm going to be an anxious fan on the edge of my seat watching the boys play.
Hey Graham, so a couple things on the Red Bulls while we're at it, and you mentioned you guys are going to try to figure out exactly what everybody looks like with some of the new guys on the field in a game that matters. They've had a ton of turnover, all kinds of new players, and some of them that have just joined the team like in the last couple of weeks. So I mean, as I'm trying to prepare for the game, it's really hard for me to guess. There are certain teams. It's like, okay, I pretty much know who's going to be playing where for the most part in this game. I don't really have much of an idea of what this Red Bulls team is going to look like when they actually take the field in this game. What's that like to prepare for, especially first game of the year when you haven't had a chance to watch them play any games or see? You did mention that you know what kind of style they generally like to play, but in terms of not knowing what to expect from the team, what's that like to prepare for?
Yeah, it's in one sense it's a little bit difficult, but on the other hand, we like going into games worrying about what we're bringing to the game more so, probably a little bit more so than what the other team. I mean, yeah, of course you want to know their style and be prepared for their style. But when it comes to personnel, this one's like you said, it's a little bit difficult. So we're going in with the mentality of okay, let's control what we know we can control. Which is ourselves, and going in with a game plan that we think can be the most successful against that type of style. So, we had a video session this morning. That's why I was a little bit late getting on. Sorry about that, guys. But, just seeing what they bring to the game, and especially on the defensive side, how they like to come at us. So, just knowing how we're going to play against them and what areas we can exploit to be successful, and that's kind of how we're going into to this one especially.
So you mentioned their high press, and that seems to be an organizational philosophy. So for those that don't know, by the way, Red Bull New York is part of this Red Bull soccer system. They've got a team in Salzburg, Austria, called Red Bull Salzburg. They've got a team in Germany called RB Leipzig. They've got an academy in Brazil. It's a huge corporation, basically. And they seem to have kind of a philosophy across the board on this with the high press. It takes a lot of work. You guys have high pressed a lot in different times during your tenure as a sporting player. Can guys do it for a whole game, or is there a time when all of a sudden the energy level drops off and you go, you know what, now we can attack the game differently or whatever? I'm just curious what it's like when are teams able with their fitness level these days to like just press and press and press for 90 minutes?
It's very difficult to. And you certainly can't do it to the max of your potential the entire game. It's just not physically possible. So there are times when you have to be smart about it and just kind of pull the reins back and get yourself in good positions again. But if the thing about the high press is that everyone has to be on the pretty much the exact same page for it to be successful. So if like you're saying, if one guy is gassed for a moment and they start sending numbers, but there's one or two guys who don't go, then you're easily picked apart. And those are kind of the opportunities that we're looking for. If one guy's just a little bit late, or one guy doesn't provide the cover, or whatever the reason may be, those are the instances where we can pick you apart and really really take advantage of someone maybe not being into it right at the moment. But yeah, that's kind of that's what we're looking for in this game, and especially with a first game of the year, no one's 100% match fit at this point of the year. You're starting to build into that game fitness. So I think we need to understand that and know that, and be patient about when we can attack, and those opportunities will present themselves as the game goes on.
We're visiting with Graham Zusi, and Graham, one of the big news items that came out this week, the team announced it, you spoke about it, and some of the players posted on social media about it. You guys got your vaccine shots this week, partnering with Price Chopper to do that. What was the event like? And I'm just curious what it was like for you, to get that vaccine shot.
No, I was very grateful that the opportunity presented itself. I think it's a really good thing to do. If you get the chance to, just protecting myself and others from potential sickness. And yeah, I'm very appreciative of the opportunity. I know how much work has gone into this and how much this pandemic has affected everyone. So, a big thank you to Price Chopper. A massive thank you to all the healthcare workers who have been just working day and night to fight this thing. And I'd encourage anyone who is eligible, which is close to being everyone now, I think, to go out there and get your shot if you can.
So I understand that even after getting the shot, it's not a 100% guarantee that you can't get the virus and all that. But it's a pretty big. I found it to be, since I've gotten mine, a pretty big relief. Just like this, a little bit of a weight off the shoulders, so to speak. And for you guys, last year you dealt with this constant stress of. And I got to be really, really careful because I don't want to be the guy that brings this into the team and then we have an outbreak and now we're missing games, which happened to several teams in your league last year. How different do you think it's going to feel this year? Now that the guys have had right. their vaccines, compared to what that stress was like last year.
Well, and you're right. This isn't a guarantee that you're not going to get COVID, but it's a pretty good guarantee that you're not going to get extremely sick and die from it, and that's what we're trying to prevent, right? Mm-hmm. It's certainly a relief. I think you can't really explain it, but it's just a little bit of a weight off your shoulders. And I think obviously we have to still be careful and still adhere to guidelines and until we have more of a nationwide vaccine administered. But I think there's definitely a bit of stress relief from having it amongst the group. And like you said, no one wanted to be that guy last year. I think we were pretty lucky in terms of not having it run rampant throughout the team. But that certainly wasn't the case around the league. So, all in all, just a nice little relief from that stress of potentially being the guy to bring it in.
Graham, as always, thank you for the time. We're glad the season started, so maybe Nate can calm down a little bit. And, he's been,
I actually got to see some of the guys, face-to-face yesterday. From a safe distance and all that, but that's...
How do you feel about that, Graham? Was that...
No, it was good to see Nate.
You can be honest, Graham.
Did I see a Nate beard behind that mask?
No, I don't have a beard going right now. No?
Okay, maybe.
I had one during the winter, but now that it's, the season's getting ready to start, I'm cleaning it up.
I'm a fan of the Nate beard.
Yeah, okay. We tried to tell him that, but he
it's no Zeusy beard.
We're a fan of the Nate mustache.
Don't you think Nate should have a standalone mustache? That's a statement to me.
The first time I ever did a broadcast on a Sporting KC TV game was in the playoffs in 2013, and I had a standalone mustache for Movember at that
time. Then you still should. Okay, one more thing. I don't know if Graham. I don't know if you heard this, Graham. I don't know if you're how big of a pro bowling fan you are, but everybody needs to up their game, And it's Nate, like Graham. You know that if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. You got to keep you go out there and you work.
Yeah.
And you work hard. And Nate's good. This guy, this guy's a hell of a play-by-play man, but he's got to keep working. And you tell me, there was a call on the Professional Bowlers Tour over the weekend of the Ginger Assassin picking up a 7-10 split. Listen to the excitement, and I'm not saying I want him to do the same call.
Rob Stone's a soccer guy too,
by the way. But don't you want to hear this kind of enthusiasm out of the booth with Nate Ducati? He's calling Sporting Kansas City matches. Listen to this.
Come on, kid, do it. The Ginger Assassin just dropped a 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet.
Wouldn't you like to hear that from Nate Ducati when you're listening to highlights of Sporting Kansas City?
I always thought you were good, Nate, but after hearing that, holy cow, I think you can set your game up. That was amazing.
We're using this to make him better. That's all we're doing.
That's a high bar to reach. It's something to shoot for.
Right. You're right.
I'm going to call Jacob Peterson Randy on accident, but that's okay, right?
So what? Graham, I'm glad that you liked that as much as we did, and that's going to raise the bar for Nate Ducati. So thank you very much for backing us up on that, Graham. We'll talk to you again next
week. Next time you score a screamer with your left foot from 20 yards away, I'm going to go, he did it, Randy!
Right. That's exactly right.
The bearded assassin, Graham Zusi!
You make it happen, Graham, and Nate will put that call into the Hall of Fame. I can promise you that.
Love it. Let's do it.
All right, Graham, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right, so let me get this straight. So I'm looking. So people can go out and watch the game Saturday night.
Yeah, they're having a watch party at Children's Mercy Park.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And if you're going to watch it, why not that? Why not go out there?
Well, I think it's a great idea.
But get that beard out there. I'd like to see you go out there and do something.
Go to sportingkc.com. You might need to reserve your space or something like that. I should probably know that off the top of my head.
I think that's a good idea that they're letting people go out there.
If you go to sportingkc.com, you can get all the details right there.
So you're saying go there. If you mention Nate Buchady, then you're set.
I think.
Say, hey, Nate sent me.
Supporters can secure their free ticket to the season kickoff via SeatGeek.com. Stadium gates will open at 5:30 ahead of a highly anticipated 7 o'clock kickoff between Sporting KC and the New York Red Bulls.
But if you're all super excited about it,
the watch party will utilize distanced outdoor seating in the Stadium Bowl with match shown on the north and south video boards.
There you go.
Face coverings mandatory for all in attendance. You can buy food, beverages, the new Sporting KC merchandise we talked about. That'd be fun.
There you go. There's a Saturday night. Back after this on WHB.
See you again. Going to get onto his left foot this time. He's going to fire the shot. Graham Soucy for president.